I think the show notes are more broken than the actual show. All right, welcome to Dads Being Dads, episode 383 with your hosts, without a clever entrance, with your hosts, Randy and Jason. I have no clever entry. My gosh. Start over to the stupid show. Welcome to Dads Being Dads, episode 383. It's May 16th, 2023. With your hosts, Randy and Jason. I'm Jason. He's Randy. I've got nothing clever to say tonight.
I officially have a 15-year-old now. He's into his 16th year.
Oh, yeah.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, you had a birthday yesterday. Since we recorded the last week's show, I had two more birthdays in this house. Yeah, Two more birthdays. Nope. Nobody's gonna understand the stupid lunch thing.
They're not. So I'm adjusting my testing. Check, check. All right. I feel like I'm not using the right microphone.
One, two. Yeah. So yes, we had. We did record last Tuesday, and I had already taken my son driving. And I promised an update on the driving situation here in Massachusetts.
Frightening is what it is. My favorite part of the story that you will tell, and this was what every adult tells.
Wait, which story? I got a week's worth of stories.
Every parent that gets a new driver is like, I'm so frightened. They're going so slow. Or they stopped for so long at the stop sign.
It's
I
true.
Thought we were going to die.
No, like, I didn't think we were going to die.
Someone was going to rear-end us. And that's why people have these stickers on the back of their cars that say, please be patient, new driver. We haven't taught him how to break all of the laws yet. Like, it's insane.
It is.
Literally, what you have to spend the first few weeks and months going like, yeah, I know what the sign says.
Yeah.
That's not how this works, right?
Except,
you have to go with the flow. You get that a lot. You got to go with the flow of traffic.
Okay, I'm gonna agree with some of what you're saying. The general consensus or the overall broad brush with which you're brushing, painting, is correct. It's more of a less of a well. It's less of a what am I trying to say here?
Well, and you've forgotten the laws that say you're supposed to stop at the stop line and the stop sign.
That's,
if they are in separate places.
That's a truth thing. I don't think I ever knew that rule. Like
I knew it.
And that is something I'm getting used to terribly. Like he stops at every stop line. Okay.
Yeah.
So where should I start with this? So
you're going to have to teach it out of him like some kind of jerk and be like, listen, it doesn't matter. No one walks. Just blow right through that crosswalk and then look later. All right. It's their fault.
There's some of, no, not the crosswalks. I have said to him in like different things with pedestrians, like you're driving way too fast through here. There's parked cars on both sides of the road. I know the speed limit's 25, but anything could happen quickly. And I have said like, there's a lot of times, like, if someone's walking in front of the car, I'll put the car in park. Just an extra, like, I'm staying on the brakes, but especially with kids, because who knows what's going to happen. You don't want to get distracted with somebody in front of you, right? Like, so with pedestrians, I'm definitely like, stay out of the crosswalk, stay back, give the pedestrian space. So, and like, oh, there's a bicyclist up ahead. Like, I don't think we've encountered bikes yet, but I have said, I know that there's a person walking a dog up ahead, right? Give them extra space. That's a leash. You don't know what the dog's going to do. It could run in the
you
road.
Don't know what the dog's
pull the person
do.
In the road. There's a stroller, right? Slow down extra. Defensive driving stuff, but extra with around pedestrians.
Well, and you have to imagine just all these. In fact, I was driving tonight, and it's for me, it's the first time every time. And there was this mother and her kid on the sidewalk. And it's one of these sidewalks that's an inch from the road. So basically the white line of the road is painted on the curb of the sidewalk.
It's
insane. So you can hit them with your mirrors if you want and be like, not my fault. You know, the kid is on the sidewalk a foot from the road, you know, 30 mile an hour road on a hoverboard. And he's like 7 years old. I don't know. Learning how to use this thing. You know, they were like practicing on this sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like, that is the worst idea.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? This is death waiting to happen.
But I mean, you can't shame the pedestrians. Like, people get all freaked out about
you
that.
You can absolutely shame poor life choices,
okay, good.
Right?
Thank
of course.
You.
I mean, I shame both. You can, I shame the city for making this.
Yes.
But obviously, it's like, you're trying to learn how to use this hoverboard. Take him to an empty space somewhere.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's, yeah. So, but some of the other things you said, like, yes, he does stop at the white line, and then he stops.
And he count to three.
Counts yeah, to three, yeah. And then he goes up. So this is a societal thing. There's all kinds of different aspects of this that I'm learning, right? So, yes, there's that stuff. But the other thing was, one time we stopped. We were on a side road. Don't worry. We were off on a side road. He comes to a stop. And so yeah. Okay. So he stops. And I'm like, get out of the car and look how much room you have in front of you. And he gets – because he was stopping way back from the white line. And the thing that's terrifying for me is, like, you can't see from where – as far back as – even a lot of those white lines, you can't see, right? Especially in these, like, wooded areas we live in.
Sure.
So if he goes from there, we're dead, right? Like,
oh, you can't. You mean you can't see the intersection?
Yeah, you can't. Yes. You're not.
But that's part of the curriculum as well. It says stop at the line, stop at the sign, and then, you know, move safely into the intersection and make sure you
creep
can see.
Yeah.
That is probably the best lesson. Is like, how far do you need to see? And it turns. And we have intersections like this near here that it drives me crazy because people will just go straight out without looking at all because you can't see.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, they'll look and go, "I don't see a car." Yeah. But it's like there's a corner there, and you can see maybe 50 feet down the road, and someone's going 90.
And you know they're going 45 and a 30 through there, right?
Because of course,
Again, so like the road's designed for 30, so you have that much time. But they're doing now twice as fast or half again as fast.
You're doing the head back and forth. You're looking left, looking right, looking left, looking right. You're creeping an inch at a time, going left, right, left, right.
But then
when
you say things like "then go," they go too slow. Then I'm like, now go. Like you once you commit, you got to commit because again, a blind corner if someone comes around it. But so that part. That part's
taking some getting used to. 0 to 30 in 0.7 seconds.
No, but you know, you do. The driving sticker, we do not have a sticker on the car. I would say that most of the time it's, you know, he does drive. He's funny. He drives like the speed limit on all the roads and then he'll turn into the neighborhood. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing 35 up the road? Like, slow down. You should be
That's the speed limit. Yeah.
Well, like, no, like on our street is the only time he'll like find the gas pedal. And I'm like, whoa. Like, no, this is where you drive like 20, like slower than you should drive because everybody can see here.
That's the street he's familiar with. Remember when we had the cops come because the neighbors that were speeding past our house?
Oh, man.
Endangering your lives. Now that's you.
And it's funny because my wife and I both were like, yeah, all of a sudden he hits our neighborhood and he's like, Leadfoot Larry. And I'm like, no. Worst place to do.
It's familiarity.
Yeah. But the stopping far back from the intersection, that's me taking me getting used to because I'm afraid it's just going to pull into the intersection that you can't see. But a lot of times it's not the people behind, it's the people in front that you don't know because his reaction time is so slow. And when he does decide to go left through an intersection or if somebody's waiting, like that, we were at that terrible intersection in front of, Roche Brothers there to go into CVS. And somebody was waving him, and he's starting to go, but he's going slow, and they're getting annoyed.
Impatient.
Yeah, they were getting really like
they're and
like
they go
start like, waving more, and I'm like, you know, I kind of put my hand up,
hold up the sticker.
There was another guy. We went different time. We went to the different plaza, and the guy he decides to park, and he decides to back into the spot. And the guy's kind of like, the guy was nice about it. He was like shaking, kind of laughing, shaking his head. And we all got out together. I'm like, yeah, new driver. And he's like, yeah, we were all there once. So he recognized immediately what he was dealing with. And he was nice about it.
But, as a, in a non-driving scenario, my sort of favorite thing to do, that whole waving situation, right?
Hmm.
This probably happens to me on a daily basis, either running or walking or biking. I will approach an intersection where there's a crosswalk, say.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the person is trying to turn right. So they never once look to their right because that would be too convenient. They blow right through the crosswalk and they come to a stop, you know, so the crosswalk is dead center the passenger side door.
You just run into the car.
And there, well, sometimes I'll run into the car, but not always. Yeah. If I'm running, I might just plaster myself onto the window, but most of the time I just stand there next to the passenger side door. And then when they eventually get around to turning their head to the right, when they're about to go, they freak out because there's like,
there's a face
in their passenger window. Mm. And what do they do immediately?
Gas?
No. Oh. They start waving. They go, go ahead. Oh. Go ahead around. And I just stare at them. I just stand right where I am. Like, I'm not moving an inch. And maybe 60, 70% of the time, they will back up, which cracks me up.
Oh, jeez, really? Yeah.
They will reverse the car, and there's people behind them, and they honk at them. And they're, you know, they're fully in the intersection, and they're trying to back up to sort of undo their misdeed against right? And there's no way I'm walking around the front of their car into the main road, because now they're blocking the whole crosswalk. So if I were to go around the front, I'm like, one, I don't trust you at all. Why would I walk around your car with traffic a foot away from me while you're stepping on the brake? Like, one, you slip off the brake, you're going to slam me into the side of a dump truck, like, instantly. So that's dumb. I'm not doing that. And they insist. They're waving, just frantically waving. And I'm just fixed right there looking at them. And eventually they decide to either back up enough or they go. But it's comical every time. It's like, maybe next time, look right before you.
Yeah.
Blast through the crosswalk. Anyway, yeah, new driver's fun, and we'll embrace it when we get there.
I've also have come to a greater appreciation to how poorly designed some intersections are. Like, my gosh. Like, so, you know the one intersection that I mean, Piper Street, where it hits Piper, hits Route 2, that terrible, where someone gets in the crash once a week. Merging onto Route 2 from 111, right?
Yes.
So if I can paint the picture for our listeners, because this is kind of tricky. Route 2 is a divided, like, four-lane divided highway. We're merging on from a sort of a minor,
except there's an important caveat here.
Well, which part?
Well, the way it's designed. Yeah. So here's my problem with the whole situation.
Yeah.
Is that it looks like the way you're describing it. It looks, because you even said it's a four-lane divided highway, but it is absolutely not. At that section of the road, it is a... It you're approaching a stoplight and the speed limit drops to 45 well before that intersection. Does anyone go 45?
Oh,
they
no.
do not.
No.
Because it feels like a superhighway the way it's designed.
And you're coming, if you're heading eastbound, you're going around this big turn that has an overpass. So you can't see
a
quarter mile ahead.
And they're merging. They're merging this other road like it's an on-ramp to a super this highway.
Right.
And the people on the highway are going 90. And you cannot see them because there is a giant bridge abutment in the way.
Right.
But same symptom happens. Like, they look and they go, I don't see any cars. But there's no equation in their brain going, I also can't see anything but the side of this bridge.
Right.
So, like, what? Yeah. Once, twice a week, someone ends up in that spot.
And they're doing, they're doing 60 miles an hour. And then, like, when they come around, within, like, a quarter mile past this bridge, past this, and you merge on, you're coming on from the right side, and then there is, a surface street. There's a stoplight with, like, just regular old surface street, narrow, extra narrow, in fact, that goes across, and there's a left turn right away. Like,
the left turn is bonkers. Yep.
So a lot of people, including this is what we were trying to do at the time, and in hindsight, this is stupid for a guy that's been driving for exactly 4 days. Right. We were trying to go on from the right. You know, we're trying to merge on, cross two lanes of traffic, and then take a left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which is insane now as I'm saying these words out loud. It's insane for anybody to be doing all within like a quarter of a mile. Like,
I mean, I would stop. Yeah. I would go to the end of that ramp and I would stop, but someone would probably rear end you because they would hit that going. They would be looking left behind you and not even notice that you.
And that's what happens all the time, right? That's one of the accidents that happens all the time. So I'm telling him, okay, blinker, merge, you know, can kind of get up to speed, but you know, they're going to have to stop almost immediately, and then merge. I'm looking over, I'm in the passenger seat, but I'm looking over and he's got a spot to pull right into the right lane. And then he's got to get over another lane and there's a car going way faster. I'm like, okay, after that car, and then he's not. This is the like lack of confidence moving slowly thing. He's not getting over. And I'm like, okay, that car. I'm like, okay, okay. Now I'm looking. And then I look forward. I turn my head back to see where we are. We never got out of the, like, now we're in the breakdown lane and we never got out. And I'm like, stop, stop. And he's like, what? I'm like, stop, stop. And he's still going. And he's like, but they're waving. I'm like, stop. Just stop the car. Like, we're still in. That was the only time, the first time I've been like, stop. And he's like, but. And I'm like, nope, no, stop. But all right, listen up. If I say stop, I mean stop the car, right? Because that means we're not going to smash into somebody, you know, or like we were in a breakdown lane. He's like, but they were waving me on. I'm like, yes, but I was not. We needed to reset. So then we reset and was like, okay, now there's nobody. Now just go right across from me. I'm like, that was my fault. I shouldn't have taken you here. I should have prepped you better. This right. is what I mean.
Well, I probably just wouldn't have. I mean, I do this on my bike all the time, right? Yeah. I wouldn't try to make the left. I would have just stayed in the right, turned right, and then maybe turned into the parking lot and made a U-turn and then cross. You know, done a jug handle type thing. Yeah.
And that's what really should be. But that's the whole thing with my, like, that's what I mean by, like, taking things for granted. That's a thing I've done plenty of times, right? And I do it once a week, but I at least once a week. And that, but today I was just like, oh, I didn't think that he would have a problem with it because I didn't know why. I just didn't prepare myself. So I take things for granted as a new driver or a driving instructor. But otherwise, he's gotten better. The first, like I did, said, the first day last week, he did brush the, like, he wouldn't cross the center line. He didn't want to cross the center line. We were on a narrow street and the trees all brushed the side of the car. Oh, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you this far? I don't want to cross the center line.
Well, there shouldn't be any trees there. And that's a judgment of the vehicle, right? So you're sort of trusting, like, what would happen if all of a sudden roads just got super narrow and the lanes were narrower than the cars, which can happen in people driving these ginormous trucks. If you don't know the vehicle you're moving around in, you're going to look at the line and the thing's going to go right off the road.
I know.
It's definitely going to happen.
Again, something else I took for granted. But
I remember that when I was first driving. Yeah. My parents and my friends were in the car or whatever. They're like, you are really close to the guardrail on the right. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not hitting it. You know, they're like, why are you so close? I'm like, because I'm in the right lane. The road's super narrow. Like,
And then he's gotten a little more confident, so he's starting to chirp back at us a little bit. I'm like, whoa. Uh-huh. Like the first time, I'm like, I'm going to be critical. I'm not trying to be mean about things, right. But I'm going to be telling you constant things you're doing wrong.
And he's got your life in his hands.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, What? Say that again. Right?
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah. And he's arguing with me. I'm like, I did not do that. I'm like,
am I still grounded? I will drive us right off this bridge.
Right. I am like, oh, man. I was like, you start arguing with me. We're going to be done driving real quick.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I've talked to so many other people who are like, oh, I won't do it. I can't. My kid doesn't drive. They don't want to drive. I took them one time. It was terrifying. So we just quit. Terrifying. And I'm like, what? How do you just quit?
It's great.
What would you think?
I told you, I had a friend who did the same thing. His son's like, I don't want to drive. I'm really scared. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. He basically made him drive so that he could drive himself to school because he goes to a charter school. Why didn't you just put him on the bus? He's like, the bus is too expensive. I'm like, the bus costs more than you buying him a car and insurance and making him do something he said he hated. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
That was insane to me. I don't know. So I think it's kind of nice when the kids are, they're like so freaked out. I don't want to do it. Cause it is terrifying. It's still terrifying.
I mean, they have to have
it. Just drove tonight. It was a whole, drove a carload of kids to the club soccer, which is a new thing.
Hmm.
And I took my daughter and I took three kids. Yeah, three kids. My son and two other boys. And we drove to Framingham. So it was only like 12 miles or something. But that whole place is insane. That whole city of Framingham, town of Framingham. You know, every road is two or three lanes no matter where you go. I hate it. It's like people are like getting all over the place. And it's just, I'm going down one of these major routes. I think I got on a Route 9. And this pickup truck pulls out in front of me just really slowly. Like, I don't understand what you're doing. It's so strange. You know, and I slowed down, but now there's a guy behind me. And
like the guy was too slow for you and you were unhappy?
Well, we're on a major route, right?
See, so it's a thing.
There's a big space, all over. And you just see, he just kind of creeps out into the road and slowly pulls out without but in a pace where I'm going to slam into him if I don't dramatically reduce my speed. And I was going still below the speed limit.
It's complicated, man. No doubt. That's the other thing. It's
complicated stuff. Allowing all these dumbass people to operate heavy machinery like this so casually, right? It's they're living rooms on wheels. Like we were just so cavalier about it. It is bonkers. It's nuts. Yeah. I love the idea of more. We've talked about this more auto drives, more controls, more things like that. Ugh, I don't know.
And the test, though, you talk about stupid things. It's like he had to go to the DMV and they gave him a code. Sorry. They gave him a code. You have to edit that out. They gave him a code and he comes home and he goes on the computer. He puts the code in and he takes the test at home. And he's got to get 25 questions right in like a half hour or something. I'm like, what? How is that? He can just cheat if he wanted, but he was able to.
Well, but I don't know. Sometimes cheating is hard.
I guess. I don't know. But it's like you don't really have to do anything. You just get your. They just hand you a permit, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. They just hand you a permit. My favorite, and I think I've told you this, is the thinking about getting a motorcycle. And I have my license already, and I did the course, which was fun. The course was fun. So you can do a special course to get your license.
Yeah, I did that.
And the reason for that is so if you do the course, you don't have to take the road test on the bike. Because it's pretty rigorous. It's essentially a road test, but you do some training.
The road test is way harder, at least in the course I took. Was it through Ironstone Ventures?
Yeah.
Yeah, the road test is way harder, too.
But, like you said about your permit, you get a permit, you have to drive with an adult in a car.
Yeah.
You get a motorcycle permit, you can just ride.
Yeah.
And there's no limitations. Bonkers. You're not supposed to carry a passenger, I believe.
Right. And you're not supposed to drive at night, technically.
Is it? I forget.
Yeah.
What I learned is that there were a couple guys in the course. There was one, I think there was more than one. There was a few guys in that course that were driving around Harleys. Like they showed up to the course on Harleys.
And stuff. Oh, they did.
And they were in their 40s or something. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Like, are you new to this? They're like, no, we've been riding Harleys our whole life.
Drunk driving, right? Or something?
No.
Oh.
They just retake the permit test like every 6 months for their entire life.
What? Why?
Because it's a written test and you just take the test. They give you a piece of paper. You're done. And you never have to take your license exam.
Yeah, but
so they've had permits their entire lives.
Then how do they ride with their bad B on the back? I edited that.
But this is a common thing. I was talking about it. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, there's a ton of people that are riding around their motorcycles with their learner's permit and they just keep renewing it. Wow. Because they just never take the driving, the riding test itself. I'm like, I don't understand that. Because you can walk in there, take the written test, and then just get on a motorcycle. There's no practical exam whatsoever. So that part's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
But I'm having a hard time every time I think about it. I'm like, you know what? That'd be fun. It'd be fun to ride around on. But I would be getting rear-ended on a motorcycle is not the greatest thing in the world. And drivers in particular do not see you.
Yes, that's true.
And I think I don't mean like you're invisible, they can't see you. Yeah. It's they willingly ignore you. Like, willfully. Because they look in front of them. And you're narrow enough, or you're not obstructing their vision. So they see the car in front of you.
Yeah.
And they're essentially trying to tailgate the car that's in front of you, which means they are rubbing your rear tire with their front bumper. And this has happened to me. I've had people hit me when I used to ride a motorcycle. I had someone, I pulled up to a stop sign, guy bumps into my rear wheel with his car.
Wow.
And it's like, are you... I had someone else clipped me. They pulled out of a parking spot, looking at me in the mirror the whole time. I could see their eyes in the mirror. And they just cut the wheel. And as I'm going by, they just, you know, stomp the gas, right? They didn't wait that extra second to say, let's wait until he's all the way past the front of my vehicle. I'm guessing that if I swing the front end of my car out, I'll time it perfectly to not hit him. Guy clips my leg with his front bumper. It's unbelievable.
I never got hit. I know I didn't get seen a couple of times when I also have my motorcycle license and
I feel safer riding a bike, to be honest.
Because, bicycle?
Because it's slower.
Yeah.
Right? Some people, you know, people are like, well, because I don't wear a helmet very often riding my bicycle. Yeah. And people always point that out. You're not wearing a bicycle helmet. I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay. Where's your helmet? In the garbage. I usually see stuff like, my favorite thing is to be like, because people are surly. Where is your helmet, young man? I'm like, I left it at your dad's house. You know. And
what?
I know, it's funnier when you say it that way.
I don't understand.
Because Because their dad's gay, and I was...
That's what you're making? You're making a gay joke? Really? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm ashamed of myself from turning it into a gay
and
joke.
And you're talking to kids about this?
No, no. It's always other adults.
Oh. Oh. All right.
It's always other adults that are like, where is your helmet? I'm like, your dad's. How about you mean to punch you in the throat, like, while we're here? Like, what's your deal?
Okay.
But on a motorcycle... There's no way I would ride that thing without a full face helmet.
No, man, it's nuts.
And it's all because of the speed, right? Yeah. It's not like I'm worried about, oh, someone's going to hit me with their car. I'll be totally safe. No, I'll still be dead. Someone hits me with their car. They're going to run me over. My body is going to be mush. But if you drop the bike going 40 miles an hour, you're going to lose every bit of skin you've ever had. Like, so fast.
Oh, I know.
Like, skidding across asphalt with... just regular clothes on, you're doomed. So
I don't understand people that ride with like flip flops on or
flip flops,
yeah. Even shorts. I've done shorts a couple times, but not that like jeans is going to protect you at all. But
yeah,
I always wear it. Well, I'm like, I mean, I haven't ridden in years, but I always had a jacket on. I have a summer weight jacket. I had a warmer jacket, full leather jacket,
right. So that's the whole thing. That's what I have to do is get some more gear. And then what it comes down to is like, now I'm going to be all geared up and hot on a nice day when I could have just biked. And I can't really bring anyone. We used to do it when it was just my wife and I and no kids. We would ride around on the motorcycle, and that was nice.
Yeah. Go get some ice cream far away or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we take it down to Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nice to ride around the island. But we'd still get tailgated there, too. It's unbelievable. It's like, you relax, settle down.
Yeah.
Leave us some space. Trying to kill us. Two people on this thing.
It's a thrill ride, though. I mean, that's the thing is, like, I'm going to get rid of this thing. I never use it. And then I'll, like, get it all working. I'll battery charge the whole thing. And then I'm like, I go for a ride. And I'm like, I'm never getting rid of this thing. This is, like, the biggest endorphin rush ever. I have a Leader 1000cc sport bike, so that doesn't...
A Leader?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what 1000cc is? It's a Leader?
It's a Leader, and they call them Leader, but it's like a, super powerful race.
Yeah, motorcycle. 1000. I think a 650 would be good.
I think I want, like some of those bikes you were showing, like I think I would like to trade it for like a cafe cruiser, just like a little thing to zip around town in to like, hey, I got to go get some milk or whatever. And
a little bit loud, but not too loud.
I don't need it loud. I hate I mean.
No, not super loud, but loud enough.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to hear it a little bit.
Some of those Ducatis are so nice. They're so expensive though, too. I don't know. Yeah, you're getting me on this now. I don't even know it.
I know, but I don't know what to do with it. I would ride it like twice a year or some nonsense, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. And you're right. They're like, so my wife had one. She had a smaller one. And she would make me nervous. And I'm probably going to get in trouble, but I would because she would drive. She would be that person that's driving slow, right? Or the speed limit, right? And you're doing 45 on some of these back roads, and someone comes up at you and doing 60. And then someone's behind them. And then I look up, and there's like a stack of cars behind her. And I'm like, and you can't – and they're not – and they're hard – like people – like you said, they don't see you. I'm just waiting for somebody to just – plow right through her, and I'm like,
yeah.
So,
yeah, you pull over.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, of course. Or we'd stop, or you'd do something. But, I don't know. And she's smaller on a smaller bike, and the whole thing. That thing was crazy, man. She had a little 250 Kawasaki, and you could wind that thing out like 14,000 RPMs. I rode it a couple of times. So like, let me see what this thing is like. And really, that is a little bit small for like Route 2 or 4.9, like the highways around here. It's a little underpowered for that. I wouldn't recommend 250cc on that. But motorcycles are fun. But now my kid wants to, so he's been, now he's driving. So they, and all of a sudden, him and his new friend that he's been bringing around, they want to build a go-kart. They get, so to their credit, they pull out this like lawnmower engine that's been, I guess it's not a lawnmower because we talked about this last week.
Horizontal shaft.
Yeah, we talked about the shaft direction.
Yeah.
They've been working on it. They worked on it again and they got it. They bought a torque converter. Now the thing whips. He said he was doing 20 something miles an hour on it.
It's made of wood.
Made of wood. And the steering is done like a radio flyer with your feet on a crossbar that's tied with ropes. and there's no throttle control. You have to like put your hand on the actual engine control. There's no cable. So it's like you have one hand on this tether to the, with your feet on the, I drove it like all, I don't know, 200 yards. And I'm like, all right, I didn't get it going. But they just, that last video I sent you, he just got the engine mount. Again, it's wood. So there's too much flex in it. So the engine, when it would torque up, like when it would start going, it would bend, the wooden frame would flex and the chain and pitch the chain. So just after dinner, he was like, put a couple more braces in and he solved that problem. So now there's no flex between the
out. Solved. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Well, until it, you know, breaks or tears. Well, they gave up on it on Saturday when they had it running and then the engine basically tore itself off the deck.
Right.
Because that was the weak point. It was more torque. The torque was easier to tear the screws out of the wood than to drive the wheels. So they solved a couple extra problems. They stiffened some things up and made it better. And then, yeah, he's like, can I drive it around the block?
No bolts.
Well, that was what they might have bolts in it now. I don't know where they were at.
I feel like there should be some through bolts. If we're going
to
stick with
that's
the
what
wood,
I said to him. Yeah. That's what
I said. Yeah. Should be, well, some through bolts.
Like, oh, I don't know. The funny thing here is he's like, hey, I can find, they're all over the place on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. They're not expensive, right? He's like, well, we can buy just a frame. We have the motor now. Yeah. And we have all the other stuff. We have the drivetrain basically.
Yeah. The metal frame would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, can we go get one in Natick? And you know, I'm like an hour, half hour, 45 minutes away. And I'm like, dude, when am I going to go down there? No. And like, why am I the one with all these busted up go-karts in my yard that I'm paying for all these things? Why is this kid, where's this other kid coming from?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I talked to his dad and they're like, yeah, Mr. Fitz is going to go to buy this one and frame me. I'm like, wait a second. What are you talking about?
I never said that. Like, yeah, you asked me is not confirmation.
Yeah. The other guy wasn't like, oh yeah, well I'll pitch into it. I'll pitch in some money too, if you want. I'm like,
right.
Oh, and then this funny, we went to the hardware store and they like checked out, right? Like I bought a lawnmower blade and they like, couldn't figure out how did it get to be so much money? I don't even understand. And I'm like, wait, I didn't pay. Like, no. He's like, I paid. And I'm like, they're trying to figure out. I'm like, I put a lawnmower blade. Oh, that's why it was so expensive. Yeah, you owe us $16. I'm like, all right, fine. You're not glad. All the other stuff that you spent money, but yep, I'll get you your $8 each. Don't worry.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I threw my credit card statement into a spreadsheet.
Oh.
And shared it. We got home and I'm like, no. He tried to get on a phone call with his friends. I'm like, no. You need to go through the spreadsheet and mark all of your expenses.
Because
he's like, because he has his credit card.
Yeah.
It's in his name, but it doesn't show up separately on my bill. I got to get him a different one. So it has the same number, so it doesn't filter the transactions for him, which drives me a little nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we made this shared album. Like, all you gotta do is take pictures of the receipts and just add them to the album. We'll work it out. And he has one receipt in there so far. I'm like, this is not true. Like, you know, I mean, he missed one. I'm looking at it right here.
I don't eat out at Dunkin' Donuts for $5.50.
Yeah, I don't go to Russell's convenience store, you know, and spend $2.19. Like, that's candy. I know what that is. Like, so I'm putting that as his. I don't even care if it is or it isn't. And, right, he went to Erickson's, bought ice cream, likes to go to Buena Visano and get cheese quesadillas for off the kids' menu.
Hey, that's over by me.
We have one here now, too.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah, in the corner store, like, this is BS. There's a whole bunch of these he didn't mark, right? We don't go to the corner store and spend $4. That's you buying candy is what that is. 7-Eleven. Like, he did not even mark all of these. So I need to get him a different card. He needs to start taking pictures. We're getting into it a lot over this, like, what do you call it? Fine Arts Theater. Did we even go to the movies? Over this, what's the word I'm looking for? Roasted Peppers. That's probably him. I'm marking that as him.
I don't know. What word? What do you mean?
Their entitlement.
Oh.
A lot of entitlement, yeah. I think. Where, yeah, Honey Farms, Fitchburg? Maybe not him. Not in Fitchburg. So.
Who's in Fitchburg?
I don't know. I mean, this is just my credit card statement, so we could have driven through there and done something. $300 at Market Basket? Yeah. That's a lot of groceries. So we're getting into a lot over this. Just everything gets taken care of. And there's not a care in the world. And as soon as you ask him to do something.
Oh, yeah.
It's, oh, I forgot. It's like, you know what? Let's take a step back here. Because I am canceling my evening. I could be doing anything tonight. I'm missing when I usually do go to the gym. I skipped that. I skipped everything just to drive you guys to your soccer practice so I could be a chauffeur.
Yeah.
You do not want to be your chauffeur. I hate this more than everything. And so we made it into a thing. I brought my daughter so
more
we could go.
More than everything.
Yeah. This is the thing I hate most in the world is driving around, right? So I brought my daughter down and we went and played soccer in an open field nearby for a while. So that was fun. So she got some practice in. But yeah, just no thank you. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing that more. Like his friends say, hey, thanks for driving us. And then we get out of home and I'm like, looking at him.
Does he say thank you to his friends driving?
I don't know because I'm never there.
Yeah, I know me either. But that's one thing I'm like.
Probably.
That's yeah, I think that. So probably too, right? It's just us. They think they're entitled
to. Yeah, it's just us. Exactly. Yeah, right. That's exactly it. Hmm.
You have to. You're my parent.
What exactly? One of the other moms, I think, told me. She tells me the story. It's like, oh, I saw Max the other day, and I said, "Nice running," and he said, "Thank you." Oh, really? Said that to you?
Your like, son I totally is the doubted. Sweetest thing. He always says hi to me.
Oh,
I'm like,
always.
What?
Yeah. Who He's is so sweet. I love him so much. Like, what are you talking about?
He says hi to you? Hold up. Yeah. When he says hi, like,
right.
You mean that he actually opens his mouth and speaks to you?
Acknowledges your existence?
Sounds that make sense to you that are of the English language? That are directed toward you while he's looking at you?
He opens intentionally? His mouth?
Sure, he didn't sneeze.
Eye contact?
Yeah.
He doesn't have both AirPods in?
Oh.
Yeah. Sure he's not just singing along to the song? We made that a whole rule. I'm like, listen to me, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to care why or how or what or how this is. It's just one of these like rules. Yeah. If I start speaking to you, you take the AirPods.
That's another society thing.
If you don't want them to like end up in your brain, like take them out of your ears. So there's always like one in and I'm talking to him for a minute and he's like sort of listening and he turns his head and I see the AirPod in him. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to. Do you see my face? He's like, reaches up, takes it out. Like, it wasn't really on. Usually what he says is, wasn't on very loud. I'm like, wasn't on very loud. Oh, wow. So you had to really concentrate to ignore me because it was quiet.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that is unbelievable. Can you believe that? They could just continue listening to music while you were talking to them about their own things?
But do you think it's just them? How many people you see walk around with those things on all the time? Adults.
Yeah, but that's fine.
No.
But like, no, engaged in conversation? And more to the point, like...
I'm sorry I keep sniffling. I don't know.
I need to take you to your soccer practice tonight.
Yeah.
Can you, like, find out if so-and-so is coming with us and arrange for him to be here? And, like, are you getting any of this? What's going on? Because I can just cancel this whole thing. Like, just end it right now. Just put me out of my misery. What's exciting? What's in the news?
News? Dude, no.
No, I don't mean the actual news. I mean my life news.
Oh.
let's end it on a... We got to end it soon because we're supposed to have a short show and it's late.
What's in the actual news?
You're clicking around stuff and the clicking is driving me crazy.
I'm sorry.
We've talked about adult soccer, right? That I'm playing adult soccer?
Yeah.
Weekly injuries recover for the next game. It's pretty good. It's not bad. I'm focusing. So that's why I was practicing tonight. I went out with my daughter. We really practiced like some deliberate stuff.
Okay. You and your daughter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the same. Like you both were practicing soccer.
Yeah.
I don't even guess I really. I guess I know she plays.
What do you mean? She's like the best.
I know. Yeah.
You want to see a video of her?
No.
She is also enjoying playing goalie. And she's a pretty hilarious goalie because she will run all over the field. In the last game.
Oh, really? I love those guys. That's funny.
In the last game, the other coach was like losing his mind. He's like, the goalie's at midfield. Just shoot the ball. Like, because she will run. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you? This is, you know, a night outdoor 9v9, like big field kind of thing. Like, why are you at midfield right now? It's hilarious. Yeah. But at the same time, I like her assertiveness. Like, she'll come way out of the box, steal the ball from people and dribble away. Or she'll, if she picks up the ball, she'll kind of look around the field and kind of pretend to punt it real quick. And then some kids will move. And then she'll realize there's a big hole in the middle of the field. So she just puts the ball down and starts running right up the middle of the field. Like, we'll just run it to midfield and then boot it at the net kind of thing. Like, okay, all right, just get back. Go back to the goal, please. So it works well because she'll come out. She'll come out to meet the
ball. Does she ever get beat? My son sent me two different cars on Facebook Marketplace that he wants me to buy him.
She hasn't been beat yet. She really did something hilarious in the last game, which I also have footage of, which is she came out real far as the play was coming in, and she sort of jumped on the ball, but it was right at the edge of the box. You know how in baseball when catchers sort of they'll catch the ball and then they'll move their mitt right back to the strike zone really fast?
Skill.
So she did that with the soccer ball. So she basically jumped on the ball right at the edge of the box and the ball was like right on the line.
Yeah.
And she hunched over and then she just shifted the ball to the inside of the line like really quickly, but without moving any other part of her body. And it was so obvious. It was hilarious. Like, she didn't look all sheepish or anything. She just like grabbed it and then shifted it over the line and got up like nothing happened. Like, yep.
I see. Good. That's what, that's gamesmanship, man. I like
it. It definitely was some gamesmanship. It was good.
Not enough of that stuff anymore, I don't think. I don't know.
We had some troubles. They were doing a lot of complaining about the team being physical at half. They're pushing. And sometimes they bump into me. I'm like, we've been over this, okay? And I have to demonstrate I'm the biggest girl on the team. You know, this is illegal, shoving her. This is legal. You can hit her with your shoulders and your hips if you're both going for the ball. Like, there's a lot of leeway there. They're like, okay. So they go out second half. Immediately, they just start knocking kids down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They actually responded to it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, that's amazing.
They went right out and just leveled several girls, like, right away. It's like, okay, maybe a little far, but wait until you get a penalty called on you and then pull it back.
See, I've seen teams that do this, right? And you're always like, it's not something you can, like, get coached. I don't know how to coach kids to do it. But yet you'll see a whole team that'll play way more physical than the other team. And
they practice it.
How do you practice it constantly?
I just lean them on each other. Like, I'll run them down a line. I'm like, okay, so there's a line on the field. You're both on either side of the line. I don't want you actually to, like, cross the line, but I want you both to kind of run down the field leaning on each other on this line. and you know, and then we'll work up to other things as well. But because I don't want them, like, hurting each other. But
But it's obviously been, like, something that's been coached to them. I'm saying like again a lot. And you're like, how do you get them to do it and then not
just said how.
Back off? I guess. I know, but. But
you have to show them, because they really think what they naturally think is that any sort of contact is a foul.
Yeah, right.
But that's not true. Right? You have to show them which contact is a foul, which contact is not. And like, no, shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip is not a foul if you're both on a reasonable angle. And there's all sorts of caveats, right? You're both going for the ball. But you can, if you're twice the size of this other girl, you can chuck her across the field and it looks perfectly legal because she's just smaller than you, and you know, you didn't really move at all. So next game we're gonna have to go hard because we're playing in a higher division now, and next game you're gonna have to go at them hard.
Like, who, your team or your daughter's team?
My daughter's team. They're playing in a higher division. And if they're going to get beat with speed and stuff, they got to start throwing their bodies around. So.
Yeah. that's the thing is I just don't ever see that working out. I just don't ever see the kids responding to it.
Oh, yeah.
Too many times they just like, maybe guys will, but, and you get the odd girl that will do it. The odd girl, but like, you know, the one odd. I don't
that
know.
Odd, that odd girl is.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's kids.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I've tried to.
You writing a book report over there? What's going on?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
What?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff I'm writing.
What are you doing? I'm researching go-karts?
No, I'm not. There was a moment where I did look at a go-kart that was sent to me, but.
All right, save the cue the music part. You're going to end it.
No, we got like 15 minutes more.
No, we don't. We can't because it's late.
We're having a short show tonight, apparently, everyone. Cue the music.
Having a short show. And you're browsing go-karts.
Thank you for listening to our show. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at dads@dadsbeingdads.com. We're on Facebook too, /dadsbeingdadspodcast. All four words, all jammed together. Or search Dads Being Dads Podcast. You can find us. Throw us a like and some comments. And of course, iTunes. Send us a review and some sweet, sweet stars. Twitter too, but we'll have to get back on that. But you can find us.